Good afternoon, everybody. Jesus loves you, and Pastor Buck and I love you too, because we've got Jesus in our hearts. And Amen. When we're born again, we've got his heart of love. Isn't it wonderful? Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Our precious Heavenly Father, how we love you and thank you. We can't thank you enough for the knowledge that you sent your Son Jesus to pay the price for our sin, that we might have everlasting life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost, that you fill us to overflowing. Help us, Father, to just be good, good children in the family of God and to love you with all of our hearts and to love one another. Father, show us anything in our lives that's not right and help us to repent and be all that we can be for your glory, your good purpose. Father, we ask you to use us today to encourage the body of Christ, to draw the people that are questioning and wondering if you, Jesus, are the only way to have eternal life. Father, we pray that their mind of understanding would be opened, that they would come to believe, they would repent of their sin and ask Jesus to be their Savior and their Lord and follow him with all of their hearts. Father, what a wonderful adventure you've put us on, those of us that believe. It is so wonderful to walk with you, talk with you, hear your voice, and by your Spirit to obey,
yes,
that you might be glorified, that others might see you in our lives, that they might be jealous and want the love and the peace and the joy that we have because of our knowledge that we are safe eternally. Oh, Father, we thank you. Father, I pray for all my brothers and sisters who are listening, that they would be encouraged today and strengthened in the Lord, that they would just be filled to overflowing with your Spirit, and they would be used mightily in these last days. We thank you, Father, that you have appointed a time when you're going to send Jesus for your church, your believers, your his bride. And we thank you, Father, that you're going to give us a new heaven and a new earth. Father, all of creation is groaning. We yes. want to see an end to the sin and the suffering of this world. And we know that your plan is being unfolded and that all things are working together for your good purpose, for those of us who love you. Father, fill our hearts with love. Fill our hearts with joy and peace this afternoon, that we know we belong to you, that we're safe eternally. In Jesus, our Messiah's precious name. And everybody said, Amen.
Praise the Lord.
There's a scripture in Leviticus that says, consecrate yourselves and be holy, because I am holy. And Francis Havergal wrote this song, Lord, Amen. Take my life, let it be.
My life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in Jesus' praise. Let them flow.
Voice and let me sing,
always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from thee, filled with messages from thee.
Thank you.
Are you willing to give God your life and let Him use you the way that He has planned for you?
Amen.
Today, God's given me a message. First of all, I want to thank God for all of you that are watching today and will watch later on. I want to thank God for our wonderful church family up here at Indian Meadows Fellowship Church. You know, I just thank God for friends.
Amen.
You know, a true friend will love you, and he will not turn away from you, even if he or she doesn't agree with you. It's so good to have friends up here at Indian Meadows.
Amen.
Nikki and I are so thankful today that we have a home up here that God has given us. And we thank the Lord that we know we have a purpose, that God put us up here 16 years ago to be a part of building a place of worship. And oh, did we have a service Sunday? I want to say this to you today. If you want to hear what the Lord is doing up here at Indian Meadows Fellowship Church, all you have to do is click on and it will send you to a place called nickyandbuck@podbeam.com, and you can listen to what we're doing.
Yeah.
Today, God has given me a message, and it may be hard to get the point across. Jesus was at the Passover with his disciples. And he said, one of you are going to betray me tonight. And the Bible says in the book of Mark, the 14th chapter, and we'll start at the 16th verse, the Bible says that when he told them that there'll be one of them that was going to betray him, that it really made them sorrowful. And they started asking, is it going to be me? Is it going to be me? Is it going to be me?
Yes.
But Jesus, he didn't call any names. He just said that one of you are going to betray me. Let's read the scriptures here today, starting at the 16th verse. And his disciples went forth and came into the city and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And in the evening he cometh with the 12. And as they sat and did eat, Jesus said, verily, I say unto you, one of you which eateth with me shall betray me. Mm. The Bible says in the 19th verse, and they began to be sorrowful, and to say unto him one by one, is it I? And another said, is it I? And he answered and said unto them, it is one of the 12 that dippeth with me in the dish. The Son of Man indeed goeth as it is written of him. You see, it was written many, many, many years before that there would be one that would come and give his life so that whoever believed would be able to come into the kingdom of God to be saved.
Yes.
And he said, the scriptures are going to be fulfilled tonight. And there's going to be a betrayer. There's going to be someone that doesn't have a heart for me or why I came. He said, woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Good were it for that man if he had never been born. Mm-hmm. Pastor Nikki, I think about our children that were born.
Yes.
And how it was so wonderful to hold the baby in our arms.
Yes.
It was good to teach them how to talk, how to walk. It was good to teach them right from wrong. And what a joy it was to hold that baby in our arms.
Yes.
Can you remember this? If you had a child, can you remember how good it was to hold that baby? And oh, all the dreams, all the plans you had for that child.
Yes.
Oh, you just wanted the best for them.
That's right.
Sometimes I wonder if this generation is not in trouble because we wanted the best and we didn't teach them the discipline. We didn't teach them how that sometimes you have to sacrifice to have the things you want. That you have to give and take. And you have to learn. You have to learn that other people have just as much right on this earth as you do. And Jesus said about the one that was going to betray him, it would have been good if he had never been born. Now, that baby that we hold in our arms, we certainly want them to have eternal life, don't we?
Oh, yes.
And our grandchildren, great-grandchildren.
Yes.
And we certainly pray, or we should be praying, for God to save them instead of just blessing them with everything they want.
Right.
But to save their soul from a devil's hell.
Amen.
Today I say this to you out of love, that a child that is born and lives their life and goes throughout their life living for themselves only, and they go out of this world lost, it would have been better if your child had never been born.
That's right.
If they don't make it into heaven.
That's for sure.
I'm telling you something today that you need to digest, put in your spirit, that we need to get down on our knees and pray for our family to be saved. We don't need to give up on none of our family, because I want to tell you that if they don't make it into heaven, it would have been better if they had never been born.
That's right. Oh, Lord.
Oh, I think about it. You say, well, you know, if I'd have been back there, I would have never betrayed Jesus. Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you something today, with all the love that I can muster up in my heart. Let me ask you, are you betraying Jesus by the way you're living your life?
Mm.
Have you professed to love the Lord and be saved and be born again? And are you digging and delving into the septic tank of sin that this world has to offer? This world doesn't have anything good. It doesn't have anything lasting to give you. but heartache, sorrow, and everlasting damnation into the pit of fire.
Amen.
We know that Judas was the one. He had been with the other 11 disciples, and day and night he had saw the good things and the miracles that Jesus had performed. And it's just like today, we see the goodness of God. We see how he has blessed us with this and that. But somehow it didn't come into his heart. And that's what God is looking at. He's looking at your heart and my heart.
That's right.
And God is looking for someone that will love him just because.
That's right.
Just love him. I've said it over and over and preached it over and over. As for myself, I don't have to understand everything in this life. I just have to believe and trust in Jesus Christ, that he is the shepherd of my soul.
Amen.
He is the bright and morning star. He is the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
Amen.
And he's the one that sticketh closer than a brother. He is the one that will never leave me nor forsake me. And though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will be there to take me up. And I have a heavenly Father that will take care of me. And Jesus is everything that I will ever need. He'll be a mother. He'll be a brother. He'll be everything.
Amen.
And I need to just believe that. Just like one of the thieves on the cross. I put a thing on Facebook. And I pray that people will see that. How that there was a man on the cross that asked Jesus, remember me. Remember me, Lord, in your kingdom. Remember me, Lord. I'm lost and undone, and I believe in you, Jesus. And that little thing on Facebook, it says he didn't have a chance to get baptized. He couldn't kneel and pray. He was nailed to the cross just like our Savior was. He didn't go through all the rituals and the denominational doctrine. He didn't have the ability to do anything but just ask the Lord to remember him. He believed in Jesus Christ, and that was enough for him. Jesus said, today you'll be with me in
yes,
paradise.
Amen.
Glory to
amen,
God.
Amen.
Today you'll be with me in paradise.
Amen.
Now, folks, as I speak over the internet today, as I'm speaking, there is people going out into eternity.
Oh, my.
And the Bible says, straight is the gate, narrow is the way. Broad is the way to destruction. And there'll be few to enter into the kingdom of God because it is a tight way. There's only room. Not room for the world, but it's room for only Jesus and you.
Right.
And if you don't get in that way, it would have been better for you if you'd never been born.
That's right.
Let's take this a little deeper. You can have a lot of things in this life, along with disappointments and sorrow. But God is, you know what? It rains on the just and unjust. God blesses. He blesses people that don't love him.
Right. Yes,
He's a merciful God.
Yes, he is.
And you know, we all have an opportunity. We all have an opportunity to make that choice. Where are you and me going to spend eternity and the decision is not up to God. God has already provided the way for us to be with Him eternally. We can't stand before Him on Judgment Day and say and blame God for anything because He's provided everything for us.
Yes.
And right before He says, "Depart from me," and we are in everlasting torment in the flames of hell. We have no one to blame for ourselves, and it would have been better if we had never been born.
That's right.
I would rather have never been born than to spend eternity in hell.
Oh, me too.
Judas, he betrayed God, but we have all betrayed the Lord.
Yes.
We have lived, and we have sinned, and we have went places where God didn't want us to go. We have done things that God did not want us to do. And when it came time when we should be standing up for Him, we were like Peter and we have denied our Lord just to be able to please man. And I'm saying today, you better quit pleasing people and you need to get concerned about pleasing the One that can either receive you or reject you at Judgment Day.
That's right.
Oh, Jesus. This red letters in my Bible jumped out at me and I've marked it many years ago. Back in 1997, I marked this scripture. It said it would have been good for him that he had never been born. Let me ask you today, at Judgment Day, will the Lord say it would have been better if you'd never been born? Or will He say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant"?
Amen.
You were a God pleaser and not a man pleaser. And you held on to your faith. You trusted Jesus to the very end. Or would He say, "Depart from me"? It would have been better if you'd never been born. I leave that with you today. And I give you the opportunity. I give you the opportunity if you're not right with God. I'm giving you the opportunity right now. Beloved, there is no distance that will separate us from what we're doing now. God is everywhere, and He's right there with you today to save your soul from a devil's hell and to give you eternal life with Him.
Amen.
Everything will be new. A new body, a new heaven, a new earth. I had one of the little girls that, on this mountain that comes to church. She says, "Well, if God destroys everything with fire, what about the animals? What about the birds?" And I said, "Everything must be destroyed by fire. Yes, the animals will die because of sin and because of the betrayal of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ."
Amen.
So won't you come to God today?
Amen.
Won't you come to Him? He loves you. And He wants you to know that He will save your soul. He will forgive you of your sins. And He will give you a new life. He will give you a new beginning.
Amen.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. What a great new beginning He gave this old man.
Me too.
And I am so very thankful.
Amen.
For His mercy. And I'm glad I was born because I'm going to be with Him eternally.
Amen.
And you have the choice and the chance to be there with Him. It's Amen. All up to the decision you make today. Are you in or are you out? Are you trying to walk in the world and walk with God? Can't do it. Can't do it. It would have been better if you'd never been born if you're not going to walk with God.
Amen.
Oh, my. I don't say that because I'm mad or upset. I say that because my spirit groans in me the way that people are betraying the Lord and all that He's done for us so that they can have the pleasures of this world.
Amen.
Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We're going to close today. We'll see you, Lord willing, Thursday.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other felt I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
For my pardon this I see,
nothing but the blood of Jesus.
For my cleansing this I plead, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Nothing can for sin atone,
nothing but the blood of Jesus. Lord, how good that I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Bye for now.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. Hope to see you next week. Bye for now.